There are 19 days remaining in Bill Clinton's presidency. This week, Morning Edition will be reviewing his 8 years in office. NPR's Mara Liasson has covered both terms.
The low point certainly was the Monica Lewinsky affair, which led to impeachment. And that black mark will be part of President Clinton's legacy, no matter how partisan history decides impeachment was. And it'll be part of his legacy not only for the disgrace that he brought on himself in the office, but also just because of the lost opportunity. Who knows what Clinton might have accomplished in that year that Washington was consumed by the scandal and by impeachment. I think the high point of his term clearly was the economy, the long, sustained period of prosperity. He came into office, big budget deficits. He leaves not only with the budget balanced, but with a big, fat surplus. Crime is down. The welfare rolls are shrinking. Teen pregnancy is down. Even abortions are down. All of those things are part of his legacy.
What about Clinton's policies? Any lasting marks there?
Well, to the extent that his policies were responsible for the good economic times, he has created a great foundation on which George W. Bush can build. Without the surplus created during the Clinton administration, Bush couldn't be contemplating the big tax cuts that he wants or entitlement reform. Clinton expanded the earned income tax credit to make work pay. He wanted to make sure that no one with a family who was working full time should have an income below the poverty line. I think that will be lasting. That's one of the policies that George Bush embraced during the campaign. Nobody's talking about rolling back welfare reform or about the tax credits and deductions that President Clinton put in place for college education. A host of free trade pacts certainly will be lasting. He did use his executive powers to put millions of acres of federal land and ocean resources off limits to development. Now, Republicans want to roll those back, but that's a very, very hard thing to do.
What about foreign policy?
Well, I think his biggest legacy in foreign policy is that he linked trade and economic engagement with foreign policy. He thought that was the key to expanding democracy and human rights around the world. We don't know yet whether that's going to work. In China, it hasn't yet. But he does get high marks for that. I think he also gets high marks for handling the Mexican and Asian financial crises. And while the president didn't define any grand new post-Cold War vision for America's role in the world, he did throw himself relentlessly into peace efforts in Northern Ireland and the Middle East. And I think he'll probably still be working on Middle East peace even as the moving van pulls up to the door.
What kind of political legacy does he leave?
Well, I think that's one of the most interesting parts of the Clinton years. He was the first Democratic president to be reelected in his own right since FDR. He made the Democratic Party competitive again on the presidential level. Clearly, that was a success. I think the rest of his political legacy is quite mixed. When he came into office, Democrats had the majority of governorships. They had both houses of Congress, the majority of state legislatures. All of that is reversed 8 years later. In this election, he wanted to get the House back for Democrats, to get his vice president elected president, and to get his wife into the Senate. He only got one of those three. But I think he did leave a legacy for his party. He changed the image of the Democratic Party from a party of big spenders who were soft on crime to now a party that is the party of fiscal prudence and paying down the national debt. And even though he never convinced a majority of his party on free trade, I think the Democratic Party, even in defeat now, is not rethinking Clintonism. I think he clearly laid out a roadmap to the political center that George W. Bush has followed pretty well. I think compassionate conservatism borrows a lot from new democraticism. And I think George Bush set out to change the image of his party just the way that President Clinton did for his.
Clinton's a fellow who genuinely enjoys talking to even strangers. Has he changed the art of campaigning?
Well, I think he definitely set a new standard for campaigning. I think it's a standard that neither George Bush or Al Gore came close to in this election. But he was the most talented retail politician of his generation. I think you're absolutely right. I think now it's almost a requirement that candidates hold town meetings, that they show that they can relate to ordinary people, that there's a certain amount of intimacy that they have to show with voters. Now the stop on the Oprah show or the Regis show is required. And I think President Clinton really started all of that.
What's he going to do now?
Well, he's going to be a Senate spouse. For one thing, he's going to earn some money to pay his legal bills and support his family. He wants to set up a kind of public policy center at his presidential library. He has told Democrats privately that he's not going to disappear. And I think that he will be a power in the Democratic Party.
Will reporters miss him?
Well, this reporter will miss him. He was a fascinating figure to cover, sometimes more fascinating than you wanted. Some of the things that happened during his administration you couldn't have made up. I think there was a certain amount of affection for the president on the part of the American people. And that and his ability to take a punch over and over and keep on going is what made him so fascinating.
NPR's Mara Liasson.